Not clear. Well, if that isn't clear, what could be clear? Here is a young man who learns suddenly that if a certain older man dies, he will succeed to a fortune. What does he do? He says nothing to anyone, but he arranges that he shall go out on some pretext to see his client that night. He waits until the only other person in the house is in bed, and then in the solitude of a man's room he murders him, burns his body in the woodpile, and departs to a neighboring hotel. The bloodstains in the room, and also on the stick, are very slight. It is probable that he imagined his crime to be a bloodless one, and hoped that if the body were consumed, it would hide all traces of the method of his death, traces which, for some reason, must have pointed to him. Is all that not obvious?
It strikes me, my good Lestrade, as being just a trifle too obvious, said Holmes. You do not add imagination to your other great qualities, but if you could, for one moment, put yourself in the place of this young man, would you choose the very night after the will had been made to commit your crime? Would it not seem dangerous to you to make so very close a relation between the two incidents? Again, would you choose an occasion when you are known to be in the house, when a servant has let you in? And finally, would you take the great pains to conceal the body, and yet leave your own stick as a sign that you were the criminal? Confess, Lestrade, that all this is very unlikely.
As to the stick, Mr. Holmes, you know as well as I do that a criminal is often flurried and does things which a cool man would avoid. He was very likely afraid to go back to the room. Give me another theory that would fit the facts.
I could very easily give you half a dozen, said Holmes. Here, for example, is a very possible and even probable one. I make you a free present of it. The older man is showing documents which are of evident value. A passing tramp sees them through the window, the blind of which is only half down. Exits the solicitor. Enter the tramp. He seizes a stick which he observes there, kills Oldacre, and departs after burning the body.
Why should the tramp burn the body?
For the matter of that, why should MacFarlane?
To hide some evidence.
Possibly the tramp wanted to hide that any murder at all had been committed.
And why did the tramp take nothing?
Because they were papers that he could not negotiate.
Lestrade shook his head,
though it seemed to me that his manner was less absolutely sure than before.
Well, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you may look for your tramp, and while you are finding him, we will hold on to our man. The future will show which is right. Just notice this point, Mr. Holmes, that so far as we know, none of the papers were removed, and that the prisoner is the one man in the world who had no reason for removing them, since he was heir at law, and would come into them in any case. My friend seemed struck by this remark.
I don't mean to deny that the evidence is in some ways very strongly in favor of your theory, said he. I only wish to point out that there are other theories possible. As you say, the future will decide. Good morning. I dare say that in the course of the day I shall drop in at Norwood and see how you are getting on. When the detective departed, my friend rose and made his preparation for the day's work with the alert air of a man who has a congenial task before him. My first movement, Watson, said he as he bustled into his frock coat, must, as I said, be in the direction of Blackheath.
And why not Norwood?
Because we have in this case one singular incident coming close to the heels of another singular incident. The police are making the mistake of concentrating their attention upon the second, because it happens to be the one which is actually criminal. But it is evident to me that the logical way to approach the case is to begin by trying to throw some light upon the first incident, the curious will so suddenly made, and to so unexpected an error. It may do something to simplify what followed. No, my dear fellow, I don't think you can help me. There is no prospect of danger, or I should not dream of stirring out without you. I trust that when I see you in the evening, I will be able to report that I have been able to do something for this unfortunate youngster, who has thrown himself upon my protection.